Masechet Avodah Zarah Perek Dalet Mishnah Bet. Here we'll talk about the ability to use a property that was sort of dedicated to in Avodah Zarah. Mishnah says, Avodah Zarah Shehaya La Gina O Minhat. If there was an idol that had a garden or beth built for it or dedicated to it, so it's not a way that they serve the idol, but it's built in order to produce income that's going to support the idol. Nehenin mehen shelo betova. You're allowed to benefit from the garden or the beth if you're not providing any gain to the priests, if you don't have to pay an entrance fee to use them. Ve'en nehenin mehen betova. But to use them and benefit from them in the way that you can have to give gain to the priests, we have to pay that entrance fee. You're not allowed to do that because the fee that you're paying is going to support the idol's priests. But if the garden or the bathhouse was a partnership between the idol and others in the partnership, you're allowed to gain benefit from them, whether you're providing a gain or you're not providing a gain to the priests. Since the priests here are not the only ones who are benefiting from the payments, it's permitted to use the garden or the bath even when you have to pay for it. Because when you're doing it, you could sort of have kavanah that the money is not going to the priest, that it'll go to the other partners. So therefore, it's permitted in that situation as long as the fee is small enough and you're not providing some sort of massive benefit to the priests.